energy. What about some service around here?
What can I do for you, Minnow?
I'm looking for this dame, see? They say she's got a lot of class. Kind of smooth operator, but she can pack a punch, know what I mean?
She sounds familiar. Do you have a name?
Yeah, it's Stella something.
Ah, you have come to Belgium, Minnow, on a wild goosing chess, I think. This is Stella.
Now, hold it, mister. This is a drink.
Correct, Minnow. This is Stella, the smooth, strong Belgian lager.
Sounds like my kind of dame.
Stella Artois, the smooth, strong Belgian lager. Available almost everywhere.
By shopping at Gully's, the boutique at Parscourt, you can still beat the VAT. Our 20% sale is still on. 20% off jeans, jackets, jumpsuits. In fact, 20% off everything. So remember, for 20% less and not 8% more, it's got to be Gully's Boutique. First floor, fashion gallery at Parscourt Townhouse Center.
Bikes and prams and value too. Open 7 days a week, Tony Keeley.
Trust Tony Keeley of Walkinstown Green for unbeatable value in bikes, prams, cots and all your nursery needs. Open till 9 o'clock every night and all day Sunday. Tony Keeley of Walkinstown Green.
Tony Keeley. For you.
Special offer from Zip Cleaners of Crumlin Shopping Center and Mead Street. Trousers cleaned for 95p prepaid. Zip Cleaners for fast, efficient service. Crumlin Shopping Center and 9 Mead Street.
Going on holidays? For the best deal around, phone DAD.
606666.
Anytime.
It's Jemison Jewelers time.
Broadcasting on 819 kHz AM and 88 FM in stereo.
Radio Nova.
It's 7 o'clock, Independent Radio News with Sybil Fennell and Fernie Jameson. Good evening. The family of Mr. Charles Russell Murphy, the prominent Dublin accountant who died last month, today asked the High Court to appoint an accountant to administer his estate. Mr. Lawrence Crowley has been appointed. Reports said clients of the firm, many of them well-known people in the media and the arts, had lost large sums of money in investments undertaken for them. President Hillary is making his second state visit to West Germany because its president, Karl Carstens, enjoyed his state visit to Ireland so much that he asked President Hillary to come again. The president was greeted at Cologne Airport yesterday by President Carstens. After 5 years in office, 69-year-old President Carstens is due to retire at the end of this month. Dr. Hillary is to be his final state visitor. The Minister for Agriculture, Mr. Austin Deasy, has made an order extending the brucellosis-free area to all 26 counties on May 21st. He said in 4 years, the number of herds locked up because of brucellosis had dropped from 14,000 to 1,000. Brucellosis eradication started in 1965 and cost £84 million. Junior doctors in Cork Regional Hospital have begun industrial action over cutbacks by the Southern Health Board there and at a Bantry County Hospital. The doctors are sticking to a 40-hour week, and as they normally work up to 70, there are less doctors available for duty. So routine admissions for non-urgent cases have been stopped. However, all emergency cases are being dealt with.
The High Court has ordered an end to the sit-in at the Ranks Flour Mills in Dublin by 11 o'clock tomorrow morning. The court was told that a number of employees who'd been jailed for occupying the premises more than a year ago had gone back into the premises when they were released. British Home Stores are to stay in Dublin. Their O'Connell Street branch is to close for redecoration and restocking next Monday and will reopen for normal business on the 5th of June. This was announced this afternoon by Mr. Dennis Cassidy, the Assistant Managing Director of the company, which is based in London. Gardaí have been asked by Scotland Yard to be on the lookout for three young children missing from their homes in North London since the weekend. The children, two 12-year-old girls named as Denise Bozalt and Emma Bishop, and 15-year-old Ian Ward, are believed to be with a 41-year-old man, Mr. Leslie Lotes, who's said to have Irish connections, and Scotland Yard think he may have brought them here. Gardaí say they don't know where Mr. Lotes' Irish connections are, but they're keeping an eye on all sea and air traffic.
A man was shot dead and another wounded during an attempted robbery on a post office near Larne, County Antrim. It's understood that three men tried to rob the post office and several shots were fired when they were confronted by police. There were no police casualties and the raid was apparently foiled before anything was taken. The trial of 31 people on explosives, murder and IRA membership charges has been adjourned in Belfast because of legal difficulties. The judge also ordered an inquiry into the treatment of two of the defendants at the trial. Michelle and Bernard Dorian from Twinbrook say they were unlawfully detained and searched during a scuffle at the court this morning.
They're the sister and brother-in-law of the informer, Harry Kirkpatrick, whose evidence is being used in the trial. An Irish language speaker was charged today in a Belfast court over his refusal to give the RUC his name and address in English. Brendan O'Fee of Saul Hill, Andersonstown, was accused of withholding information and obstructing police. After another Irish speaker was sworn in as a translator, the case was adjourned for a week and Mr. O'Fee was freed on bail. Traditional musicians joined others who were demonstrating outside the court in protest at the charges.
The UDR man who was murdered by the IRA in Tyrone on Saturday was buried this afternoon. The funeral of 46-year-old Ivan Hillen left his home at Lismore near Ochre. The Reverend George Dixon, who conducted the service, said politicians both here and at Westminster must do more to improve security in border areas. The official Unionist MP for Fermanagh and South Tyrone, Ken McGuinness, has called on the British government to stop guns getting across the border. He said he pretended to bring arms and explosives into the Republic and back into Northern Ireland, and he said his car wasn't stopped at any time. The Democratic Unionist leader, Ian Paisley, had an hour-long meeting with the North Secretary of State, Mr. Pryor, this morning. When it ended, Dr. Paisley challenged Mr. Pryor to say in public what he told him during the talks. The DUP leader claims that the Secretary of State denied that there'd been any leaks from the Northern Ireland office about the British government's likely response to the report from the New Ireland Forum. Dr. Paisley said this morning's meeting was open and frank, but he said the present deterioration in security in the North has been exacerbated by the British government's attitude to the New Ireland Forum.
In Britain, miners' leader Mr. Arthur Scargill said he was prepared for the 10-week-old pit strike to last until at least November. He also issued a challenge to the Prime Minister, Mrs. Thatcher, over the strike, saying you were successful in the Falklands, but you won't win this battle. Mr. Scargill was speaking at a rally of 15,000 men in Mansfield in the heart of Nottinghamshire coalfield, where most miners have refused to strike. Meanwhile, Britain's Energy Secretary, Mr. Peter Walker, insisted to the Commons there were many months' coal supplies still available to Britain's power stations.
And the Scottish miners' leader, Mr. Mick McGahey, has said the agreement over coal supplies to the Ravenscraig steelworks has broken down. He said the main steel union, the ISTC, had broken its word by unloading a blacked coal ship at Hunterston. Labour MPs and the Scottish TUC are to seek urgent meetings with the police and the government over the violence between police and miners' pickets. South Wales miners are asking Dutch dockers and seamen not to handle foreign coal exports banned for Britain.
Nine Tottenham fans were remanded in custody for a month when they appeared before Belgian magistrates today. Seven are being detained in Brussels and two in Bruges following violence at last week's UEFA Cup Final's first leg. They face charges including robbery with violence, setting cars on fire and assaulting police. It's unlikely that they'll be tried before mid-June.
An explosion which injured 80 people in Athens today happened in a basement fast food shop of a nine-story building. It's not yet known what caused the blast. There was speculation that it could have been a bomb, but one official said it could also have been a gas explosion. Eight of the injured are in critical condition.
Up to 50 people have been killed as voting started for the election of 183 members to the National Assembly in the Philippines. The fighting occurred mainly between the military and the New People's Army. There was a heavy presence of armed men at the polling booths. The new society movement of President Marcos is said by Politican analysts to be assured of victory. There have been more sectarian deaths in India's Punjab state. Three people were killed when a hand grenade was thrown into a crowded theatre, bringing the weekend death toll to eight. Two police officials, two priests and a priest's aide were killed in religious-based attacks yesterday.
Reports from Lebanon say an 11-year-old student was killed and 15 other children wounded when a shell exploded in the playground of a Christian school in East Beirut. The shell was one of several that hit East Beirut this morning. Three adult civilians were also wounded and a number of buildings were set on fire. It brings the death toll in 3 days to 20, with 95 wounded, despite efforts by Lebanon's new government to implement a ceasefire. And the Press Trust of India has reported that Sri Lankan separatists have agreed to free a kidnapped American couple. The guerrillas of the People's Liberation Army had threatened to kill the couple unless the government freed 20 jailed comrades and handed over a ransom of $2 million in gold. The Americans, Stanley Allen, age 36, and his wife Mary, age 29, of Columbus, Ohio, were seized on Thursday. So to this evening's financial report. At the close of trade, the Irish pound stood at 80.2 pence sterling and at $1.1135. On the foreign currency exchange, your punt is worth today 3.0693 Deutschmarks, 9.4381 French francs. Oil and mining share prices next. Atlantic Resources closed at 98 pence, Arran Energy at 94.5, Buller Resources at 33, and Eglinton Oil and Gas at 280 pence. On the London markets at the close of trade, spot gold stood at $373.25 per fine ounce, and spot silver at £6.32 sterling again per fine ounce. The Financial Times index closed up 3 points at 874 exactly. And on Wall Street, just over half an hour ago, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 10 points at 1147.4.
And the weather forecast for the Dublin area, becoming cloudy later with outbreaks of rain in some areas with a risk of thunder. Temperatures falling to around 6 degrees Celsius. Winds are mainly northwesterly, light, force 2 to 3 on Dublin Bay. And that's the Independent Radio News from Dublin. The time is 9 minutes past seven from Radio.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Betty, it's Jason Maine.
Sorry, girls.
Remember Belgium and the Brussels Museum, where we're piled on the front steps like stray cavaliers. I code of living meant little to others. The few francs we saved bought some cheap souvenirs.
Some o'clock, Tripe of the Old Peter Fox, Elton John, Just Like Belgium. Thanks, Bernie, for news, and Sybil as well. Welcome back as well. And thanks, Greg, for the afternoon. Your boy, Jace, until midnight. Pile up the faves for you. Here's Carole King at the Hard Rock Cafe.
Come on.
Hard Rock Cafe. Come to the Hard Rock Cafe. I hope you can find your way to the Hard Rock Cafe. After a hard day's work, I guarantee there just isn't anywhere better to be. If you're unable to find good company,
and still more beds. Bargain Town has the largest selection of beds and headboards in Dublin. Single spring interior beds, £39. Double orthopedic beds, £99. Colonial style bunk beds, £159. That's Bargain Town of Queen Street Bridge. And Bargain Town are open till 9 p.m. every Tuesday, Thursday and Friday night.
Prices are only famous.
Emily's Bakery and Fast Food Restaurant offers to the north side a high-class home bakery. Right now, avail of the special Emily's offer. With every purchase in the bakery of over £1, receive half a dozen free rolls. Emily's Bakery and Fast Food Restaurant is conveniently located on the Cabra Road just past Doyle's Corner. Emily's, have your tastes in mind.
Jason Maine, Radio Nova.
all your favorite songs all summer long. The band called the Boys Town Gang, the old Andy Williams song, and I can't take my eyes off you. Jace for a Monday evening with a pile of favorite songs from the night. Got naked eyes, and there's always something there to remind me.
I walk along the city streets you used to walk along with me. And every step I take reminds me of just how we used to be. Well, how can I forget you, girl? And there is always something there to remind me. Always something there to remind me. Shadows fall, I pass a small cafe where we dance at night. And I can't help recalling
I'm photographic know-it-alls. How to deal with them and still get the picture. Lesson two.
Now, I want you to shoot me with this parrot. Careful with the camera. That is Agfa XR film, I hope.
XR film. Oh. A breakthrough in color reproduction. Ideal for your vivid plumage.
How dare you?
XR film.
Every picture tells a story.
In a word, lifelike.
Here, Sheila, guess what?
What, darling?
Now I can afford to take you out midweek. Fancy a scoop in Sam's Bar in Arcourt Street? It's open 7 days a week.
Yeah, I know the place, Michael. They've got a nappy hour between 5 and 7 in the evening. Incredible value.
Incredible value indeed, with pints and spirits at only 105p. But not a lot of people know that.
The very wonderful Flying Pickets with their unique brand of humour, doo-wop and satire.
Looking from a window above, it's like a story.
Pickets at the stadium Saturday next, 19th of May. Tickets for the Pickets from Golden Discs.
When you're young and in love.
Radio number 88 FM.
Love in the air, hats, boots, none a care. The cowboy's set to paint Paris with a dollar and a dime, is living free. Sankey Care to the left, the gal to the right, is out to raise hell on a Paris night. And the honky tonks say, far away. A man's got to do what a man's got to do with a little bit of love and a drink or two. But a dollar won't buy what he's looking for. Just a drink for the young girl by the door. She's long and lean and has jet black hair, and he wonders what she's doing there.
My name is Jackie. I can please you. Come on,
sad cafe and a bottle of wine. The black-haired lady and the music's fine. The crazy cowboy's home and dry. Walking the streets at the break of day. The dancing door with the disco done. For the working guy, there's no more fun. The Texas nights have just begun. But the cowboy's mind's on having fun. No words are said, but he just knows that's the way the money goes. He won't miss a dollar and a dime. She's gonna show him a real good time.
I call a horse or I call a taxi.
The words of love. His native land as he reaches out to touch your hand. A satin dress lay on the floor, the cowboy's hat hung on the door. A man's got to do what a man's got to do with a little bit of love and a drink or two. And a dollar bought all he was looking for, and a drink for the young girl by the door. She's pretty and fine and had long black hair, and he wonders what she was doing there. To do what a man's got to do with a little bit of love and a drink or two. Come on, Jackie. Oh, Jackie. Six more.
Did you have a good time?
Oh la la, c'est si bon. Dawn is breaking dans la rue. Le pico boy and no taxi. Mama, crazy cowboy, give no money. Champs-Élysées, je me sens pas belle. This is crazy, je suis dingue. I go back home, et je m'affole. The big cowboy m'a rendu folle.
Un pipi, y'a des ennuis. Monsieur Papa se fait du traqueur. Pour les blanchis de Magnotille. Bébé comme lui, ça vous dit.
Leader du match, j'ai des frissons. Je claque des dents et je monte le son. Seul sur le lit, dans ses draps bleus froissés. C'est l'insomnie, sommeil cassé. Cigarettes sont toutes fumées dans le cendrier. C'est un finex, c'est une bouteille vide. Je suis toute seule, toute seule, toute seule. Pendant que vous je désespère. J'ai comme remplir un dernier verre. Claquer le verre en tombant sous le lino. Je me coupe la main en ramassant les manteaux.
You don't need money, you don't need a car.
mean what you're saying, eh? Well, of course, Stu Stevens, a song called Cowboy in Paris, Nova on this Monday evening, checks out Miss Helen Terry and Love Lies Lost.
Stop!